Again, Sean Mice here with the Triple Play Info Business. And folks, let's go ahead and get started. What I want to do today is give you a framework for building your info business from the ground up. For many of you that have an info business that's already built to some degree, this will be something that you layer onto or that you morph your business into so that you can grow from it. So what we're really seeing and what I'm really seeing with folks is there's two kinds of businesses out there. There are businesses that are incomplete. So you've got one product and you wonder why you're not full-time yet. Or you've got 27 products that are disjointed and people don't know how to get to them, et cetera, and once again, it's so complex, you don't know why you don't have a business. So we're really going to dig into creating a different kind of model. And as I share, and as we go through this particular model and I go through it, I want you to really internalize it for you and see how you can change the world through this particular model. And I'm going to share with you how you're going to do your launch, how you're going to write your email campaign, what you're going to be able to deliver, and how you're going to be able to deliver it. We're going to do this almost interactively. And then at the end, as we go through at the end of this, we get near the end of the training, I'm going to kind of give you a checklist of all the things that you need for your business to really be complete. You'll have the things that I have in my business. These are all things that you can put into place in the next 8 or 9 or 10 weeks in your business. And as you put these pieces into place, you'll be able to build. So let's go ahead and get started. I want you to imagine that whatever topic you're in, let's say you're in karate. Let's say you're in crocheting. Let's say you're in blogging. Whatever topic that you're in, and I want you to imagine that someone is looking for information. They want to learn how to do something. They want to learn how to punch if it's karate, or they want to learn a new stitch if it's crochet, or you know, they want to learn how to get more traffic if it's blogging. Now, I want you to imagine that that person is looking for information. They're probably willing to pay for it, but they're starting out in a free enterprise type of thing, and they're saying, you know, where can I go to find information? And so one of the places they're going to go is whatever forums they're a part of. You know, excuse me, another place that they might go is a search engines. They might go to the search engines. Another place that they might go is, you know, maybe they go to the top website in your particular niche. So there's all kinds of different places where people might go. But what are they looking for? So just because they're there, what are they looking for? They are looking for help with their particular problem. And so the thing is, if when they get there, they don't find the help, they're going to go somewhere else. But if they can find the help from you, they're going to go to you. Now, this is critical. You must move them from where they are to where you are. You've got to move them from where they are to where you are. Ever been on vacation to a tourist town? And you're walking along, it's 6 o'clock in the evening, and you've got a reservation at 6:30, but you've got to walk by 20 more restaurants to get there because your hotel's here, and it's two blocks walk to where your reservation is. And outside of a lot of these tourist restaurants is somebody with a coupon. You know, it says $10 off your meal if you eat here, or it's a free drink if you eat here, or it's free appetizer if you eat here, and they're handing these coupons out. What are they trying to do? They want to get you from where you are, which is the street, into their restaurant. You're doing the same thing when you're online. You want to get people from where they are to your restaurant. You want to get people from where they are to your website. You're not going to keep them on their website. You want them to come to your website. And so all of marketing is predicated in this idea of getting people from where they are to where you are. You've got to invite them to come from the forum where they're looking for information to your website. And so maybe if you were to run an ad on the forum, you know, so often we talk about the forums as a place where you get involved. Well, a lot of forums have banner advertising. What if you were to make a banner that says, can't find your answer here? Come to the XYZ all-you-can-eat website for karate. Or all-you-can-punch website for karate. Click here. when they click there, what do they get? They get your squeeze page. They don't get your website. They get your squeeze page. And when they get your squeeze page, it says, get access to the world's greatest karate website of all time, plus download my special 27-page manual with all the cool punches in the world. Just give me your name and email address. And they give you your name and email address, and when they do, they get your website. And on your website has 27 articles with the 27 different kinds of punches. Same thing with crochet. There's 27 different crochet stitches. If they join your squeeze page, they give you your name and email address, they get the 27 stitches. Same thing with blogging. They get the 27 ways to blog. So whatever you do, if you're a tow truck driver, the 27 ways to hook people's cars up to your tow truck. And seriously, whatever your niche is, you can build it just like this. And what you're going to do is you're going to invite people from where they are to where you want them to go. If they're in YouTube looking around for something, you can create a video and put it in YouTube advertising. And so if somebody types in karate punches, your video comes up. They watch the video all the way through. It's a 90-second video or it's a 180-second video. At the end of the video, it says, if you'd like to learn 27 more punches, or if you'd like to learn 27 more crochet stitches, or if you'd like to learn 27 more ways to blog, or if you'd like to learn 27 more ways to create a buffet if you're a restaurant owner, if you'd like to find 27 more ways to get people from the street into your restaurant, you can do this. And I just threw that number at you. I don't know. There's nothing special about the number 27. There's nothing special at all about the number 27. It could be 7, it can be 27, it can be 99, whatever. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm giving you something to latch on to, because right now you're thinking in your mind, do I have 27 items, right? Yeah, you're thinking about that. Maybe you only have 14, so yours will be 14. Give me your name and email address, and I will give you the 14 crochet stitches that will change your life. No matter what your niche is, you can think about that right now. And so what happens is, I want you to imagine that somebody goes through that. I want you to imagine that you do that. But say something that you're interested in. Maybe you are interested in traveling to Paris next year, and so you're going over to the Paris Forum to learn all about traveling to Paris. And you are interested in traveling to Paris. You want all this information. You've been searching online for an hour, and you can't get anything good. But there's a little ad on the place wherever you are right now that says, are you getting ready to travel to Paris? If so, let me give you the 27 top places to visit in Paris. Whatever your niche is. So let's just pretend you're going to go to Paris. You get to there. And I want you to imagine that you type in your name and email address, and you get to a page that says, oh, congratulations for subscribing. Please go to your email. Confirm that you really want to be on my list, and then I'll give you the 27 steps. You're probably going to get angry, offended, or something. I usually do. That's the most worthless page in the whole world to me. A lot of times I'm done right there, and a lot of your subscribers are too. But imagine if instead that page said, hi, my name is Jen, and there's a picture of you. My name is Jen, and I have been to Paris 9 times, and I've been to 177 attractions, and I've picked a list of 27 places that are must-haves. You don't need to go to anywhere else. Just go to these 27 places, and I've posted it below. You can read all 27 places, and over the next few days, I'm going to send you some training material that's going to really show you how to get around Paris without spending an arm and a leg, and feel free to reply to any email that I send, and I'll help you out. And even if you're in Paris, you know, and you get stuck, you can send me a call or send me an email, and I'll help you out. Now, compare that to most of the lists that you join. I mean, if you got to a page that looked like that, that said that, you'd be pretty excited about Jen's Paris list, wouldn't you? And let me ask you this. No matter how many other people's lists you got on, as long as Jen sends you good training information every day, whose list would you stay on? You'd stay on Jen's Paris list. Why? You'd even stay after you went to Paris. If you decided you were going to go to Costa Rica instead of Paris, you'd stay on Jen's list because you've developed a relationship with Jen. Let's pretend Jen is a karate instructor and you're looking to do karate. Who are you going to buy from? Joe, the karate guy that sends you a sales email every day? Or Jen, the karate gal who sends you training email every single day? And once every week, she has like a two-day launch for some amazing karate training. Who are you going to buy from? Joe, the karate dude that sends you an in-your-face sales letter email every single day, or Jen, who sends you a training email every single day and has a two-day launch on Wednesdays and Thursdays where you can get access to some amazing training for, you know, whatever she charges. Whose list would you? I'd want to be on Jen's list. So when you're building your info business, you want to think about being Jen, not Joe, right? You want to think about being the person that builds a relationship. And where do you begin to build a relationship? It's on that squeeze page. It's on that download page for the squeeze page. It's whatever you want to put on there that builds a relationship, makes you a real person, and gets people to say, I want to receive your emails every day. And then they go, they confirm, they receive your emails every day. Hey, I want to give you one more secret, and then we're going to continue to move on. Sometimes folks ask me, well, how can I get more people to confirm? I've only got a 70% confirm rate. It's because, a lot of times, it's because you've got that old, stale autoresponder message that some computer programmer thought up in some computer cell somewhere that said, these are the words that are perfect for ensuring that most people won't confirm, so only really good people confirm, so our autoresponder company has the highest delivery in the world. Confirm here to receive an email a day for the rest of your life. And then they open the email. I'm being facetious, but that's really how it feels, doesn't it? And then you read the email and it says, click below if you're confirming that you want to be on Jen's ABC-49229 martial arts super duper daily email list for the rest of your life. No wonder you're not getting confirms. But imagine if the subject line instead read, confirmation to receive your bonus karate tips manual plus the 27 key punches for karate. And then the email said, dear whoever you are, dear John, please click the link below to immediately receive your bonus training videos for the 27 punches plus the manual, the promised manual with the 27 kicks, for example. When they click through, what do they get? They get a special page that not only has everything that the first thank you page has, but it also has the bonus on it. What does that do for people? If somebody goes through the entire campaign that we've just created, what happens? There's trust. How do you build trust? There's many ways to build trust, but one of the ways that you build trust is to do what you say. So how do you build trust? Tell somebody you're going to do something and then do it and build trust. That's what you do. You tell them that you're going to give them the thing immediately. They get it immediately. Then you promise them in a confirmation email that they're going to get a special bonus. And when they click over, they immediately get a special bonus. What's going to happen? They trust you. And when they get an email from you tomorrow with another bonus move, what are they going to do? You're going to have like an 80% open rate and a 70% click-through rate. Why? Because you've created an expectation that you're a trustworthy person, you're a wonderful person, right? Okay, so now imagine if on day two, you send the bonus karate move or the bonus, you know, must visit place in Paris or the bonus crochet stick or the bonus stitch or the bonus swimming maneuver. It's a bonus. It's something they can't get anywhere else. It's a bonus. It's wonderful on day two. So then what is day three? Day three, imagine if you are learning from somebody else. I mean, folks, how many email lists do you get on, and after about the third day of a sales email, you get off? Or, on the other hand, you get an email that, has some cute person that just, you know, yips and yaps about how wonderful they are. You get off of those lists, don't you? But imagine if you were on this list where on day one you got the manual and you got the bonus. Day two, you got the extra bonus. On day three, you got a very special article. Now notice that I'm giving you can do this any way you want. It doesn't have to be a manual and a video and article. But one thing that you'll probably notice is that I've mixed it up. I don't do a video every day. I don't do an article every day. I don't do an audio every day. I don't do a PDF every day. I mix them up. Why? Because in real life, if you want people to trust you, you have to hit them from multiple senses. Okay? Let me illustrate. If you meet someone new And the only thing you ever do with that person is have coffee in the morning. If you're having a rib party at your house, are you going to be more or less likely to invite them? You're probably not. But if you have coffee one week, and you have lunch another week, and you have dinner another week, and your wife's out of town, and you say, hey, I'm bored tonight. Hey, Johnny, do you want to go bowling? Yeah, let's go bowling. My wife hates bowling. Your wife hates bowling. My wife's out of town. Your wife wants to watch television. Let's go bowling. Down the road, you've built more trust than if you just had coffee. Why? Because they see you in different scenarios. And so that's what I like to do on my list. I like to make my list rock solid. I want people to trust me. Because, see, if they trust me, they'll come back again and again and again and again and again. If they can trust me to deliver the top quality material, if I'm delivering to you right now top quality material and you're thinking, wow, I've never heard this before, this is amazing, you're going to come back next week, aren't you? When it comes to it's time to pay your bill next month, you're going to pay your bill next month. Why? Why are you going to do that? I believe the reason you're going to do that is because you trust me that this week I taught, last week I taught, last week I taught, and next week I'm going to teach again. I'm building trust. The same thing on your list. So you send them a PDF, you send them a video, and you don't have to do all of these, but just hit them with different senses. And so on day three, I send out an article. It's a training article about how to stay safe while you're doing your karate. Now, notice the first 2 days were moves. The third day is how to stay safe. Maybe in crocheting, how to fix your mistakes or how to stay safe, how to not poke your eye out with your crochet needle, okay? You know, maybe day three is how to stay safe in Paris. How to stay safe in Paris. How to not get mugged in Paris. What are we doing? We're changing the tone from free bonus, free bonus, free bonus. Because here's the thing. If you do 27 days of free bonuses, and then you go, oh, by the way, I have this big product launch coming out with 27 amazing videos, why are they going to buy? They've already gotten 27 amazing videos. But if I switch it up, and I give them advice on day three, how to not get mugged in Paris, you know, how to not make how to fix your mistakes in crochet, how to stay safe in karate, and then maybe day four is how to make your karate more fun. Day four is how to make crocheting more fun. Day four is how to make blogging more fun. Day four is how to make your trip to Paris more fun. And then what if you were on this campaign and on day five, you were on this campaign, you're going to Paris, and on day five, the person wrote you and asked you, it's an autoresponder email, but it looks personal, and it says, hey, John, what's your single biggest question about going to Paris? Hit reply, and I'll answer your question for you. Now, only 5% are going to hit reply, right? But the 5% that hit reply, if you write them back and answer their question, have you built trust or what? You built some real trust, right? You folks noticed how I run that kind of email from time to time. Why? It builds trust. It builds trust. Because I don't need to know what your biggest challenges are anymore because I've heard them all. I've been doing this for over 10 years now. I've heard all the challenges. I've heard them all. People don't have enough time. People don't have enough money. People don't focus enough. People get distracted. People's wives bug them too much. People's husbands bug them too much. People have had too many kids. People don't have enough kids. People are too old. I mean, I've heard every reason in the book. I'm not asking for their benefit. I'm not asking to find out what the answers are anymore. I'm asking for their benefit. And when they reply to me and tell me what their biggest challenge is, I write them back and I give them some help. Now, what do you do with the other 95%? You say, how do you build trust? Here's how. The next day, so on day seven, you send out a PDF of all the questions that people asked on the day six that did ask and your answers. And so on day seven to your whole list, imagine if you were to receive a PDF from the Jen in Paris that said, here, I sent an email out yesterday and 27 people responded. Or if you're doing this over time, I sent out an email yesterday I've put copy and pasted everybody's responses into a document so that you can read everybody else's questions and their answers. What does that do for all the people, the 95% who did not ask? It makes them feel as though you really fulfilled And even if they didn't ask a question and you couldn't build relationship by writing back, they still now believe that you are a real person because you are a real person, right? I mean, all of you, you're all real persons or you couldn't hear me. Okay? So, I mean, I know my dog can hear me, but I'm not quite sure that she would understand if I was talking to her right now. So you're all real persons. And so you want to prove to people on day 7 that you're a real person. And so what if on day 8 you were to send an email out that says, hey, I'm preparing to release to you. And notice I'm preparing this so it's evergreen. So I can't say I'm creating. I already created it, right? I'm preparing to release to you. I'm preparing to release to you. It's a one-person launch. And if you have 1,000 people on your list, no matter where they go through your launch, you're doing 1,000 one-person launches. It's a one-person launch campaign that's repeated over and over and over and over and over again. Right now, when I'm writing a new campaign like this, I do the whole thing live. And then I copy and paste the emails because if I don't do it live, if I do it all in one sitting, it feels cold and stilted. Even me, who's been doing it for 10 years. So can I be really bold, really arrogant, really immodest? I'm going to offend somebody right here. If you have never done this before and you think that you can write a 10-day email campaign from scratch in one sitting, you're a fool. Because I can't do it, and I've been doing this for 10 years. Got to do it live the first time. And then once it's live, then you copy and paste it into the automated campaign. By the way, I apologize if I offended anybody by calling you a fool. Hopefully there's no fools on the list. I've been a fool before. I was a fool yesterday. I did something really foolish yesterday. I'm not going to share it, but I was a fool yesterday. I evaluate some thoughts that I had about something, about a situation, and I was a fool. Okay, so I call my own self a fool, so don't be offended. Now, it's amazing what happened. You get a live call with me, and I'm unfiltered, and I've had my rock star, and I'm ready to have another one. Don't tell anybody. Okay, back to our training. So on day 8, I said, you know, I'm planning to release to you a training that will teach you XYZ. What is your single biggest question about whatever it is? Now, you could have done this back on day 7, and I'm scripting this right off the top of my head just like I do all my campaigns. So I don't know if I've shared this with you. A lot of times people, I will teach something for ideas purpose. I'm trying to give you some ideas here. I'm not telling you you have to do it this way. I'm just asking you, can you imagine what would happen if you went through a campaign like this? So what happens is sometimes folks will hear me teach this, and they'll say, oh, 6 months ago you told us to do it a different way. No, I didn't. I gave you a different set of ideas, just like I'm giving you a different set of ideas here. Because ideas get stale, and you get old with them. I want to stimulate your mind, so I got to give you something new. I'm doing this campaign off the top of my head. There is no rule that says day 7 does that, day 3 does that. You get this? Every time I do a new campaign for me, or if I did one for a client, we would just brainstorm it just like I am now. And so here I am brainstorming it, and this time we got 2 emails with questions instead of 1. Doesn't matter. You could have done this email back on day 6. So, but we're on day 8. So day 8, I'm in the process of releasing some new training, but I need your help. I want to make it, you know, I need your help. What are, then maybe at this point it's not live anymore, I don't need your help. So I just say, but I would like to know what is your biggest challenge? And hit reply. Then the next day, you can send an email out maybe that says, remember, you've built this great relationship, right? So the next day you send an email out that says, yesterday I sent an email out. Now, remember, this is long run in the campaign. This is true. You sent it out yesterday in your autoresponder to as many people were in your autoresponder for yesterday, and it's different for everybody because everybody's yesterday is different. Because if somebody comes in on one day, they're going to get a different yesterday or a different tomorrow than if somebody comes in on a different day. It's a one-person launch, and you're doing it 1,000 times a month, one-person launch 1,000 times a month. So on day 9, I say, yesterday, or you can say, imagine if you got this email, and it said, yesterday I sent you an email asking you, you know, what your biggest challenge was. Here are some other people said, they list like 8 of the biggest challenges. Tomorrow I am releasing to you an amazing training program that's going to answer all these questions plus a bunch more. Keep your eyes open. And then tomorrow when you send an email out that says, finally it's here, my XYZ Amazing Karate Punch Training Institute, welcome. And then they click through and it's your sales letter. Are they going to be more interested in enrolling in your training program, membership, institute, academy, university, whatever it is, than if you'd have slammed them with the sales email every day? Of course. Why? Because they trust you now. Can you imagine building that up in your niche? I want you to think about that for a minute. I want you to imagine building that up in your niche. Could you do that? Of course you could. You could build that from scratch, couldn't you? All you're going to do is move people from where they are on the sidewalk to where you want them to be, which is in your business, right? That's what you're going to do. And so what you're going to do is you're going to release to them this training institute. They're going to get, you know, access to 30 punching videos in karate, or 30 videos that show different stitches in crochet, or 30 videos. And I'm exaggerating the number. It could be 3. If you're just starting out, you can start out with nothing. I mean, literally, could you not start out with nothing and send them an email and says, welcome to joining my membership. The first lesson will be out next week. Now, will they be a little disappointed? Yeah. How do I know? Because I've done that before. And people are disappointed. And they're like, Sean, don't you have some training in? No. No, actually, I'm not. I don't have any training in there. This is an example. In my case, I just tell people, this is an example to you that you can start from scratch. But what could I do if somebody really was so disappointed they sent me an email, asked for some training? I could say, you know what? I have loaded some training in, but I haven't made it live yet. I'm going to give you a secret link to the training. And you send them the 3 videos that you've already created. But by next week, you create a few videos. You don't even have to create your first video until the first person signs up, right? Think about that. You don't even have to create the first video. You don't have to create the first training until somebody signs up, period. So there's your membership. And then every week, what do you add to the membership? You do exactly what I'm doing right here. Weekly training call. You can do video if you like. I think it's too much work. That's my opinion, my business. I'm running where I want, just like you. You can do your – I started my first weekly training. It wasn't exactly weekly back then. It was like every 3 days, every 5 days, every 7 days, every 11 days, based on how long you've been in the program. I did it with all PDFs when I first started 9 years ago. Started coaching 9 years ago. I just did it with PDFs. Then I did it with audio. I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, I'll be totally transparent. The reason I don't do videos, I travel a lot. The problem with video is if I'm in the airport, or if I'm on a ski lift, or I'm in my car, or I'm driving to Alaska, or I'm in Costa Rica, or wherever I am, sometimes I can't get enough bandwidth to do video. But if I promised a weekly video, I'm in trouble. So I got to tell people I'm on vacation. And then I got to tell them I'm not around, and then a few people cancel because they had a question this week. I've tried that. I've been down that road. But now my wife knows that at a certain time, every single week, doesn't matter what country we're in, what state we're in, how many feet in the air we are, doesn't make any difference, at a specific time every single week, I am going to be unavailable. And she, if we're traveling, she goes to a coffee shop, or she goes to a quilting shop, or she... If we're with her mom, she does something with her mom. Everybody just knows that that's when it is. And the beautiful thing about audio for me is that if I need to, I'm not today, but if I need to, I can just do the call on my cell phone. I can just call completely in on my cell phone, just like many of you are called in on your cell phone, and nobody needs to know the difference. Nobody needs to know that I'm away because every call is the same. Now, that's why I don't do video. But if you are always at home and you have great bandwidth at home and you're always going to be in your on your office, fine, do video if that's what you want to do. I personally, here's reason number 2, I get bored watching a talking face. I cannot imagine you sitting there for 60 minutes and watching my lips move. I don't know how that would add, but some people tell me that really, this is the way I run it. That's how you're going to run. You got to decide how are you going to do your weekly membership. And here's what you do, folks. If you did a one-hour training every single week for 25 weeks, you'd have 25 hours of training in your membership, and all new people that came into your membership would get 25 hours of training plus your weekly call. You'd never even have to create a lesson for your membership, ever, because it would just be all weekly live trainings. Would it be a little weak for the first 5 people that joined? Yeah, but who cares? They're going to get amazing training your first week in your first live coaching call. That's your membership. Okay, so now, toodle-doodle-doo, you're on this person's list. They maybe become a member, maybe they don't. You become a member, maybe you don't, whatever. on day 12 or day 15, what do? You repeat the whole thing, except this time, instead of creating a membership, you create a standalone training program. Now, I'm going to teach you how to create a standalone training program in a way that maybe you've heard before. Maybe you haven't heard before. Here's how you create a standalone training program. You want a $97 training program, right? Here's how you do it. You hold a live class for 6 weeks. It's not a training program at first. It's a live six-week coaching program for 6 weeks. So you write your sales letter. You're signing up people for a six-week live coaching program. On week one, you're going to teach this. On week two, you're going to teach this. On week three, you're going to teach this. Week four, week five, and week six. You're going to teach every single week this item. So for 6 weeks, you have 10 people sign up, $97, 10 people sign up, and you do, even if only one person signs up, you're going to go through and for 6 weeks, you're going to teach on each one of those topics. You're going to record each item. You're going to put it on a download page. And at the end of 6 weeks, what are you going to do? You're going to transform the live training, six-week coaching program sales letter into a training program for the XYZ topic. These are the six things that you're going to learn. These are the six lessons. This is what's in them. Here's your bullet points. And it's not a live training anymore. It is a training. It's immediate downloads, $97. You didn't have to sit in a vacuum in your office and record for 6 hours. Instead, you taught for 6 hours, recorded every session, and just put it on a download page. That's your single product. $97. Imagine if you had a business like this. Can you imagine having a business like this? I can imagine you having a business like this. That's why I'm teaching you about a business like this. Okay, so now I want you to imagine you have your membership in place and you have a single training that you did, a six-week live coaching program. Now, at the end of the six-week live coaching program, you've got 10 people in there, and you tell everybody in there, you say, hey, and I've done this before too, folks, on like lesson three or four or five. You say, hey, folks, as you know, we're on week four of the live coaching. How many of you like really being able to talk with me at this deep level? People raise their hands. They say, yeah. And you say, here, let me ask you this. How would you feel if I did a continued coaching program at a high level, only for people that are a high level like you, and you know, so that way, at the end of the 6 weeks, you don't lose access to being able to have high-level access to me each week. About half the people will say, yeah, I'd love that. Now you can do one of two things. You can either say, okay, great, it's going to be $97 a month, and then only like 30% will take you up on it. Or if you want your coaching program to already have like a starter set of people, you say, well, here's the thing. I'm going to start a new coaching program. It's $97 a month. But for anybody that is in this program, if you'll promise to ask a question each and every week, and the first week that you come to the call and don't ask a question, then you're no longer grandfathered in, but it's free. Long as you show up every week, it's free. You come show up every week and ask a question. What does that do? It makes your coaching program, when you first start it, look like it's hopping. Why? Because you've got 10 people that are desperate to be in your coaching program for free. Every one of them asks a question. All 10 of them ask a question. Makes your coaching program look like it's got 200 people in it. You're not going to tell anybody. So we're not being deceptive. We're not going to tell anybody it's huge or anything like that. But you're going to have 10 different people asking you questions. It's going to look huge. And then that's when you launch your coaching program. Then you launch a coaching program. You send an email out that says, hey, you're in my membership. You bought my training. How would you feel about being able to have access to me to ask me questions every single week? If so, I'm launching a new coaching program. It starts next week. It's going to be amazing. It's $97 a month. Can you imagine that some people would like to be in that? What this allows you to do, folks, is have a single product at $97, have a membership at $30 or $40 a month, and have a coaching program at, say, $97 a month. You're going to deliver everything with a weekly training call just like I do. Okay, how does that sound? Okay, so right now you might be thinking, wow, this feels really overwhelming. Anybody feel like this is overwhelming? Yeah. What if I were to tell you that you only need about 10 components to do all of this? Would you like me to tell you those 10 components? Okay, so if I were to tell you the 10 components and you were to just add one of those components in every week for 10 weeks, simple math would tell you that at the end of 10 weeks, you would have all 10 components and you'd have a business that operated like this. Is that right? I believe so. I don't believe there's anybody hearing the sound of my voice, even some of you that go, oh, I only have 5 hours a week to work on my business. I believe you can do it because all you got to do is one item a week. Would you like me to give you the list? Hey, I'll go ahead and give you the list then. Here's the list. What do you need? You need a squeeze page with a giveaway. Squeeze page with a giveaway. If you do not know how to create a squeeze page, I highly recommend that you go to Google and type in squeeze page software. Find a WordPress plugin that will make one for you in 5 minutes. That's the easiest way to create a squeeze page. If you're using some advanced software like OptimizePress or ClickFunnels or any of the others out there, then obviously you already have access, so go ahead and use it. Do not buy OptimizePress or ClickFunnels so that you can create a squeeze page. Do not buy any long-term service like that for the purpose of buying a, getting a squeeze page. Buy it if you like all the other ideas about it, okay? And before you buy it, recognize that I have subscribed to lead pages and no longer do. I have OptimizePress, don't use it. And if I had subscribed to ClickFunnels, I probably wouldn't use it today. Now, I'm not saying anything bad about any of the services, but I am saying this. Do not subscribe to a long-term service to create a squeeze page. If you already have a long-term service or you like a long-term service to do all kinds of other exciting things that aren't even on my list and that's what you want to do, fine. Get the service and you can use it for your squeeze page. My advice is make you do something simple for your squeeze page because you only need one. I only have like two squeeze pages. Now I have like five squeeze pages, but I mean, I only have like one or two squeeze pages that really bring in almost all of my squeeze page traffic, and then I have login forms that create more, but it's all just very, very simple. So squeeze page, WordPress plugin, bam, bam, 5 minutes, it's done. So what else do you need? You need a membership. What do you need to have a membership? You need to have membership software. And when you're first starting out, you can always migrate. Go with something that looks easy. I mean, seriously. Go with one of the companies that's really, really easy. Okay? So just go with something simple. You can always upgrade to something else. So the next thing that you need, and this is inherent in having a squeeze page, you got to have an autoresponder service. You got to set it up the way that I described earlier. This may take some of you a week to do. That's okay. Why? Because you get 10 weeks to do it, right? Just one of these items. So membership. How are you going to deliver your weekly training? I personally use Instant Teleseminar. That's how I deliver my weekly training is on Instant Teleseminar. Yes, it costs something. A lot of people ask me, well, why can't I use a free one? You can use a free one, but don't gripe when the lines are overloaded. Don't gripe when it goes down because you're not paying for it. It's free. If you pay for it, I tell you, I've had Instant Teleseminar for almost 10 years now. They've had like two outages, and they were all more than 5 years ago. Why do I use Instant Teleseminar? Because it works every time. Every time. I get backup recordings. I get fresh recordings. I can do anything I want with it. They stay there. They tell me they're there forever. I mean, forever is a really long time. But, you know, I mean, seriously, as long as I'm alive and paying the bill, they ought to be storing my backups. I really like Instant Teleseminar. Okay, now, what else do you need? So you need a sales page to sell your membership. So you're going to create a sales page. If you do not know how to create a sales page, that's when you, once again, get a sales page creator. Go look up sales page software and get a WordPress plugin. Go, you know, you could go get some sales page training, whatever. Write it simple. Take the training you need for 1 week. Write a sales letter. Just do it. No excuses. Just do it. It does not have to be fancy. It does not have to have NLP. It does not have to cost $10,000. It does not have a perfect headline. All it's got to say is, look, this is my membership. Every week I'm going to teach this, this, and this. If you'd like to be a part of my membership, sign up here. I mean, think about it. That's all it needs to have. It does not need to be fancy. It can be. It does not need to be fancy. And sometimes a fancy sales page converts worse than just ordinary, honest sales letter that says, this is what you're going to get. Okay? So what are we at? We're at four items, right? So one, two, three, four. So now, what else do you need? You need a daily email. What did we do? I scripted it out for you. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, day eight, day nine. And from there on, every day, you're going to send out a training email that teaches somebody how to do something. Every day. Daily email that teaches somebody how to do something in your niche. Sometimes people ask me, well, how can I keep giving away this free stuff in the emails and still teach? If you don't know enough to write a 300-word article as an not as an article, but make it as text in an email every single day. You don't know enough to be teaching your topic. Go out and learn more. And don't let that hold you back. I've had people that say, I have people that bug me, frankly. They've been around for 2 years, reading my emails, buying my products, and they're still asking me, how do I learn more about my topic so I can be an expert? Go to the library and buy 30 books and read them all. You'll be an expert. You'll know more than almost anybody on earth on that topic if you read 30 books. Go to YouTube. Many of you and your topics can become experts on YouTube. Buy somebody else's training program. Find out what somebody else is teaching. If your competition has a $200, 27-hour training program, go buy it. Learn everything they know. Then go buy somebody else's training program. Now you know everything two different experts know. You know it all now. You don't know everything, but you know two experts' worth of material. You are an expert in your own right. Seriously, find a way to learn the material. Another thing people say is, well, if I give all this information away for free, then why will they buy anything? If it's in print and what you're selling is audio and the perceived value is greater, because guaranteed, if I talk for 60 minutes, I'm going to put about 10,000 words out every week. That's what I teach. Every week I teach about 60 minutes or more. Times I talk about, 120, 130, 160 words a minute. I'm talking fast. So that's like 8, 9, 10,000 words a week is what I'm teaching. I can't give all that away in 300 words times 5 emails a week. That's 1,500 words. You know, people are always so afraid of giving away free information and then charging for it somewhere else. If you were to write an email, an email every day, and then copy and paste that into your website as an article, and in 3 years you had 1,000 articles, the average person's only going to read 7 of your articles. So you could package all the articles together as a book and sell that. You could package all the information up as a training program and sell it, and most people will have only consumed 1% of it anyway. So don't be afraid of giving away free information in the email campaign. So I've given it to you. You've got to write a daily email. So that's 5. 6th thing you're going to do is create a product and write a sales page for it. You know how to do that now. 7th thing you're going to do is create a coaching program and write a sales page for it. That's number 7. What am I missing? It's only 7 items, right? You could do 7 items, couldn't you? You could do 7 items. And then what else do? You tell everybody you know. You tell everybody you know. You go out there and you go to the forums, you go to YouTube, and you go to Facebook, and you go to the forums, and you know, you go to places that are in your niche, and you advertise, and you put banner ads on their website. I'm not, folks, by the way, if you weren't here for the whole training, and you say, oh, Sean, you're advocating I go to a banner ad company. No, I'm not, absolutely not. What I'm saying is that if you're in karate, and you go to a well-populated karate website, and you scroll down to the bottom at the advertise link, and it says advertise on our website, get a banner at the top of our website, just their website, and you pay them $300 and you get 600 subscribers, that was a good month. I'm not talking about going to some banner ad company. I'm not talking about going to Google or Facebook or anybody else and just buying all this traffic and you don't get good conversion. What I am talking about is go to the individual websites and say, how can I get involved? How can I get involved? And, you know, some of you come to me and you say, I just don't have the money for that. If you're drinking a coffee every day, you have the money for it. Go off coffee for a month, and you got $5 a day to put into advertising. I'm serious. And then once you start making enough money that you can take the $5 a day back out for coffee, go back on coffee. Maybe you decide you don't ever want coffee again. And I'm serious, folks. Sometimes when you're bootstrapping, sometimes that's what you have to do. You know, some people have come to me and they say, you know, I just don't have the money for advertising. Quit eating lunch. I mean, seriously, switch lunch over to a protein shake. And by the way, folks, this is not health advice. So if you have a health condition that does not allow you to skip lunch, please, please don't skip lunch. But what I'm saying is that for some of you, for all of you, you can find a way to finance 5 or 10 or 20 bucks a day in advertising. And then once you're making money on it, then you can double that to 40, you can double that to 60, you can double that to $100 a day. You can do it. There's nobody that's listening to the sound of my voice that can't make that happen. You can't start from scratch. You can't start getting the traffic, and you cannot start really using relationship traffic to pull all of this together. Okay, folks, that's your model. And the last thing that I want to give you, here is I want you to, you've taken notes and you've got the 7 or 10 steps, whatever it is. You could break some of this stuff up and say where I said product and sales letter, I called that number 6. You could call that two items, create a product and a sales. I gave you the formula all the way through this training. There is nobody here that can't do what I just shared with you in the next 9 to 10 weeks. You can do it. You can do this, and you can make this happen. All you got to do is take out a sheet of paper and write those items down and do one of those items every single week. And, folks, if you'll do one of those items every single week, at the end of 9 to 10 weeks, you'll have it done. You know, it's just like doing chores at the house. What do you have to do at the house? Number one, you got to vacuum. Number two, you got to take the trash out. Number three, you got to wash the dishes. Number four, you got to, you know, wipe the windows. Number five, you got to clean out the toilets. Number six, you got to mop the floors. And number seven, you got to, sweep the front. I guarantee you, if you make a list of seven items and you just check everyone off at the end, your house will be clean, right? It's the same thing here, folks. The same here, folks. And I'm gonna say something to you. If you go through the next 10 weeks and don't check these items off, but you go off and do things that are not on this list, and you come back and you go, well, I only did half the list. I wonder what happened. I know what happened. You weren't working the list. It's just like if it's laundry day or if it's cleaning the house day and you've got this list of seven items, you're supposed to do the laundry and clean the dishes and clean the floor and wipe the, you know, you do the driveway and wash the clothes. You get seven items on your list. And each item takes an hour. You get 7 hours. If it's not done in 7 hours, what happened? What happened? You turn the TV on and watch TV for an hour. A friend called. You spent an hour on the phone with them. You took lunch. You got bored. Whatever. But they didn't get done because they were impossible. They didn't get done because you didn't do them. And it's the same thing here, folks. These 7 to 10 items, if you do these, you have a full business just like the one I described here. If you don't do these over the next 7 to 10 weeks, whose responsibility is that? It's yours, right? It's your responsibility 100% fully. You can't blame your wife. You can't blame your husband. You can't blame the dog. You can't blame the kids. You can't blame me. You know what to do now. You take that sheet of paper, and every single week, as you do these things, you check them off. And by the way, if you're most excited today, do two of these items this week. Then you only have 5 or 6 left. I mean, seriously. And in 2 months and 3 months, you've got all of these items. You've got a fully functional business. All you have to do, remember the restaurant owner that sends a kid out for $9 an hour and says, hand these coupons out, come into our restaurant and get a free drink or get a free appetizer? You're going to be able to do exactly the same thing on your list. Once you have all this in place, once it's all in place, all you got to do is go out there and invite people to come to your squeeze page so that they go through this campaign. And you're going to have 1,000 people. You can have 1,000 people every month going through a one-person launch every single month. And all you have to do is bring them into the front end. And I'm telling you right now, I highly encourage you to do this and to make this happen. I believe that you can. I believe in